This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has released the 19th installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi PM Kisan scheme from Bhagalpur in Bihar this afternoon. More than 22,700 crore rupees of assistance were directly released to the bank accounts of 9 crore 80 lakh beneficiary farmers of the scheme. The program is organized on the occasion of the 6th anniversary of PM Kisan. The Prime Minister also inaugurated and dedicated various development projects, including farmer-related schemes in Bihar. Speaking on the occasion, he said that more than 75 lakh farmer family have benefited with the scheme. We now go over live to listen Prime Minister speaking to farmers in Bhagalpur.
Ek ke baad ek naye kadam utha rahi hai. Mera to sapna hai ki duniya ki har rasoi mein भारत के किसान का उगाया कोई न कोई उत्पाद होना ही चाहिए। इस वर्ष के बजट ने भी इसी विजन को आगे बढ़ाया है। बजट में एक बहुत ही बड़ी पीएम धन धान्य योजना की घोषणा की गई है।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that this is the first time in the history of India that the whole world is looking towards India with hope and optimism. Launching the Global Investors Summit in Bhopal today, Mr. Modi said that common people, economists, institutions and many countries have expectations from India. The Prime Minister said that in developed India, three sectors, textile, tourism and technology, are the most important. He said that the government is not only promoting traditional skills in these three sectors, but is also working on new areas like agro-textile, geo and medical textile. Union Labour and Employment Minister Mansukh Mandaviya has said that labour reforms have been the foundation of the country's efforts to modernise its workforce policies. Dr. Mandaviya said this while inaugurating the first ever regional dialogue on social justice in New Delhi. The event also marked the observance of the 74th Foundation Day of the Employee State Insurance Corporation. He asserted that the dialogue serves as a platform in exploring innovative solutions, strengthen regional cooperation, which will contribute to a more equitable economy. The first session of the newly constituted Delhi Assembly began today with Chief Minister Rekha Gupta and her cabinet colleagues Pravesh Sahib Singh, Ashish Sood, Manjinder Singh Sirsa, Kapil Mishra, Ravindra Indraj Singh and Pankaj Singh taking oath as MLAs. Pro Tem Speaker Arvinder Singh Lovely administered the oath to them and others. Rohini MLA Vijayendra Gupta has been elected Speaker of the Legislative Assembly. Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena will address the House tomorrow. The CAG reports on the functioning of the previous government will also be presented the same day. The Election Commission of India will organise a two-day conference with the chief electoral officers of all states and union territories on 4th and 5th March at India International Institute of Democracy and Election Management, New Delhi. This is the first such conference to be held since Gyanesh Kumar assumed charge as CEC. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India remains the largest contributor to UN peacekeeping operations. In his video message during first ever conference for women peacekeepers in New Delhi this afternoon, Dr. Jaishankar said India believes peacekeeping has a very important role in global peace. He reiterated that India will meaningfully contribute to the global peacekeeping efforts. During the opening session, Secretary West in Ministry of External Affairs Tanmay Lal said, India has long-ranging experience in peacekeeping operations. The benchmark domestic equity indices slumped over 1% today, mirroring losses in their Asian peers amid weak global cues. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, tanked 857 points to close at 74,454. Similarly, the National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 shed 242 points to settle at 22,553. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, New Zealand won the toss and opted to bowl against Bangladesh in their Group A match underway at Rawalpindi in Pakistan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.